Connor McDavid, who? Jordan Martinook owned the New Jersey Devils last night as the Carolina Hurricanes took game four and are one game away from the Eastern Conference Finals. Myself and Andrew talk all about it in this episode of Locked On Hurricanes.
You're Locked On Hurricanes, your daily podcast on the Carolina Hurricanes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hey there, Caniacs. You are listening to Locked On Hurricanes on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. I am Jared, and I am joined by Andrew. And this episode is brought to you by the lovely folks over at Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off your first purchase. The Carolina Hurricanes dominated the New Jersey Devils last night, and we're going to get into that. But before we get into that, we do want to give our condolences to Steven Larson of the Steven Larson's Going In Raw podcast as they lost their dear friend, Stevie the Enforcer Bradley, last night to cancer. I know we have a lot of pro wrestling fans that listen to the show, and I'm sure a lot of you guys listen to Going In Raw, and we do want to send our condolences and love over to them. But we're going to dive into the game from last night. This was a very entertaining game for the Hurricanes, was it not, Andrew?
It was a lot of fun. You know, it was came out in the first couple minutes, kind of like here we go again with that awful Brett Pesce turnover that leads to the Timo Meier goal. But Frederik Andersen held firm. He made some huge saves in those first 10 minutes, let the Hurricanes settle in. You know, they ended up getting that big goal late in the first period from Martin Natchez to tie it. And then in the second period, it was kind of very similar to game number two for the Hurricanes, and that they kind of weathered a big push from the Devils in the first 10 minutes, settled into the game, and from there, once again, just took it over and dominated. I mean, it's crazy the way this series has gone. It's just no close games, just one team or another dominating. Fortunately for the Hurricanes, that's now been them three times out of four. And last night was, you know, the Hurricanes at their best. And when they're going at their best, they are fun to watch.
Yes, they are very, very fun to watch. And like you said, it was a rough start to the game for sure. You know, Brett Pesce is heard about that in their intermission. That's for sure. And that's going to be something that he's obviously going to need to work on. Like you said, just really, really bad clearing attempt from him. But ultimately, yeah, he made up for it because he was one of the many guys that racked up points in that game against the Devils last night. Also, in the first period, Jordan Staal also had some really good chances there as well. It was like two or three shots, like right one after another there. And, you know, definitely, you know, the Hurricanes, you know, being able to weather that storm was really, really big for them. Power play was still not great. They had two really, really poor power play attempts at the start of the game and just really sloppy. And a criticism I've had a lot of them is they just doing way too much passing, just passing the puck around. I understand trying to create something, but it just was not a threat at all. It was, once again, you know, kind of a bathroom break time.
Yeah, you see a little bit too much, you know, just passing the puck around the perimeter, trying to work it, you know, for that perfect play, that perfect backdoor pass. Mm-hmm. And you're just, especially at this point in the playoffs against teams this good with penalty killers this good, you're just not going to get that. You're just going to have to pump a shot in there and, you know, kind of crash the net, create some chaos, try and get that rebound. Yeah, they had, I think it was one that was like a minute to end the first period and then, you know, the rest of it to start the second period that was really poor. And then they had another one that was pretty poor in the second period. But that was kind of where the criticism ended, because after that it was like, oh, you had two power plays with the chance to take the lead. You didn't do it. Let's see what happens now. But then That was when Martin Natchez scored his second goal of the game. Mm-hmm. Two similar goals, really, where he just finds himself in alone, gets a pass on a bouncing puck, and just has the perfect touch on it to put it past Vitek Vanacek. And that sparked, I think, four goals in 5:20 from the Hurricanes to take a 5-1 lead in that period.
Yeah, it was crazy just how they went off in such a short amount of time. It was just that Marty Nature's goal, it just lit a fire under them. Very much in like game three when Stefan Nazem won that fight against Eric Halla, it really lit a spark under the team. You know, they end up having two shorthanded goals really quick in that game. In this game, yeah, they go off for four goals in roughly 5 minutes. Yeah, that second Marty Natchez goal, he had some great hand-eye coordination on that. He's can really be a game breaker for the team, and that's what they need right now. And not just right now, you know, heading into game five, just game five, you know, if there's a game six, you know, going throughout the rest of the playoffs, they need this Marty Natchez. And that is because you see what he can do. You know, the national narrative of, oh, they can't score, all that stuff, you know, you look at this. And, you know, you said yesterday that, you know, Brent Burns, you know, getting his shot off of the point. And you were correct in that because he was one of the many goal scorers in that game. So what was your reaction to that Brent Burns goal, having had essentially called that?
Well, as I said, I did not quite expect that. I thought it would be a bigger goal, if that makes sense. I did not quite think it would be a goal to make it 5-1 in the second period. But, yeah, patented heavy shot from Brent Burns. Nice pass back to the point from Jesperi Kokkoniemi on that one. Little bit of a soft goal. That's the one that ends up chasing Vanacek. It kind of just goes through his legs. But, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, a lot of what makes the Hurricanes at their best is when they get their defensemen involved in the offense, they're getting those shots through from the point, whether it be like Burns on that one or Brett Pesce on, I believe it was the 3-1 goal where he made, you know, a perfectly timed pinch in, takes the pass from Drury at the top of the circles and just fires it home. And then the Jesper Foss goal that made it 4-1, you know, starts with Jalen Chatfield collecting the puck along the boards and just getting it on the net, and Foss is there for the rebound. So, no, you know, I think that's the Hurricanes' game plan in general. That's what they want to do. They want to get their defensemen involved. They want to get those point shots through, create chaos, create rebounds. And you saw them doing it to great effect last night.
Yes, they're definitely at their best, you know, whenever their blue line is getting involved in the offense. We saw it throughout the regular season, record-setting season for those guys. And we will continue to dive into this game three again. We will continue to dive into this game right after this quick break, folks. Now, there is no I in team, but there is one in Indeed. And that's the hiring platform you need to build yours when you're hiring. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills. Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They streamline hiring with powerful tools that help you find your matched candidates. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed data in the U.S. And even better, Indeed is the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed is unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to TalentNest in 2019. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Starting now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/locked on. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/locked on. Indeed.com/locked on. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now, diving back into game four from last night, this was, again, a very, very fun game, as we have been talking about. And like you said, they had four goals in 5 minutes and 20 seconds. So a little over 5 minutes away. But that Martinuk snipe that put the Hurricanes up 3-1 or 6-1, excuse me. That was absolutely ridiculous. That's been one that has been circulating all over social media today. What was your reaction to that goal? Because I know for me, you know, I was at work listening to the game. I was, you know, just going crazy. I'm like, heck yeah, you know, he is going off. He ended up having a 3-point night. They end up taking the assist away on that Jesper Foss goal, you know, because they don't want him to be too powerful. You know, he's like Shaggy, you know, you don't want him to be too powerful. But what was your reaction to that Martinuk snipe?
Yeah, I thought that the Jordan Martinuk costume that Alex Ovechkin is wearing out there looks really lifelike. It's been really fun to watch. You know, Jordan Martinuk is, you know, he's a guy who's got some skill. I mean, we've seen it before. We saw a lot of it his first year with the Hurricanes, and I think he scored like 16 goals. Mm-hmm. We've seen it a lot more this year. He's had a really good year. And in the playoffs, you know, he's just elevated his game. He's always a guy who, you know, plays the right way, plays with a lot of energy, plays a good two-way game. But now, you know, the pucks are going in for him. He's stepping up. He's making plays. He made a really nice lead pass to Natchez on that first goal that tied the game for the Hurricanes in the first period. So, yeah, you know, it's been a really cool story. You know, we talked about him going on waivers at the start of the year. Now, the Hurricanes did not want to lose him. That was a paper transaction for cap purposes mm-hmm. only, but still. You know, you hear all the jokes from and stuff from Hurricane. Oh, first line Martinuk, here we go. Well, apparently Rod Brindamore was always just playing the long game, waiting to mm-hmm. unleash the true first line Jordan Martinuk at the proper moment. But no, I mean, you know, you look at everything that he means to this team and this fan base with his personality and the role that he's played the last few years and helping the Hurricanes get relevant again. For him to be able to elevate his game and have these moments and have this moment in the limelight of scoring these big goals, making these big plays has been really cool to see.
Yeah, it has been absolutely fantastic. You know, I saw someone jokingly tweet earlier, you know, in his pregame ritual with Andrei Svechkov, you know, how he yelled, you know, Mr. Svechkov. He was transferring his hockey energy and skills into Andrei Svechnikov. And now it's just all, you know, still in him, and you see, you know, how he's going off, and you know, he's, you know, the first player to have four straight multi-point games in franchise history. And that's crazy to think about. You know, he is, as we talked about, you know, just how much he means to this team. And he had no points in the first round. He has 9 now in 4 games, which is wild to think about just how much he is going off, and he's just all over the place for the Hurricanes in a good way. And you know, something that, you know, was talking about a lot was, you know, the Hurricanes scoring, they don't have anyone, blah, blah, blah. And he took it personally. He's doing it all. Well, he's not doing it all himself, but he's, like I said, putting this team on his back and, you know, giving, you know, if they were to have a Conn Smythe for the second round, he would win it.
Yeah, definitely. He's, you know, he's really stepping up. People talk about the Kraken with all of the different guys that they have scoring goals, and it's kind of been the same thing with the mm-hmm. Hurricanes. You know, you look at a guy like Jordan Martinuk, a guy like Jesper Foss, the guy like Jesperi Kotkaniemi, all the guys on defense that are stepping up and doing it now. I think the big thing that sticks out to me about last night, this is a Hurricanes team without Max Pacioretty, Andrei Svechnikov, Teuvo Teravainen. They scored 6 goals last night, and Sebastian Aho did not factor in on a single one of them. No mm-hmm. goals, no assists for number 20 last night. So that to me just speaks to a team with depth. It speaks to a team with a next man up mentality, which you have got to have in the playoffs. Because I mean, Aho's not going to be able to carry you every night. There's going to be nights when, you know, he, especially on the road, when the other teams can get their top defensive pairings and their top, you know, their Jordan Staal out there against him. There's going to be nights where he gets shut down, and you're going to need other guys to step up. And so far, especially last night, that's what the Hurricanes have had.
Yeah, this is really just showing that the national narratives that the Carolina Hurricanes don't have depth, they can't score, they can't win on the road, that these just need to be put to bed. Yeah, you know, they've won multiple games on the road this playoff already. You know, this, that stuff, you know, would have been, you know, last year, but that's not the case this year. They can win on the road. Like we said the other day, they won that New York Islander series on the road. And not having depth, that's clearly not the case. Like you said, Sebastian Aho didn't factor into a single goal last night. His point streak came to an end last night. You know, it ended at six games, I believe. And, you know, that's done now. And it kind of showed that, you know, they have that depth there. They don't need, I mean, you obviously need your superstars, you know, to, you know, step up, you know, in big moments, but other guys can step up too, like Jordan Martinuk. And it's crazy to think about just how good they are right now when they're playing. We've said it so many times, when they are playing a full complete team game, they can beat anyone and they can go off, and they're an extremely scary and dangerous team. And this right here, it proved it.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned the whole road thing. And the thing I definitely want to point out here too is they did what they couldn't do last year, in that they got, when you're the team going into the set of two on the road, whether you're the home team and that's, you know, games three and four, you're the road team and that's games one and two, the biggest thing you want is you want that split, because that helps you a lot, especially if you're the home team and you won games one and two at home. Winning that first road game, that game three, that I think that's a really, really hard game to win, because the other team is going to come out, you know, backs against the wall, fired up with so much energy, riding that wave of their home crowd, which is what you saw, I think, from both the Devils and Islanders. But what the Hurricanes were able to do that they couldn't do last year against either the Bruins or the Rangers, who was bounce back from kind of a lackluster game three, and go out and, you know, make the necessary adjustments, rebound, win game four, so that you get that split, you take that 3-1 series lead, and you take it back home with a chance to close out in game five, which to me speaks to just more, I guess, maybe just a mentally stronger team than they had last year, if that makes sense a little bit.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And another thing I think, you know, that is working in the Hurricanes' favor is their experience and maturity. You know, these, you know, their core group of guys, they've been around for a while, and, you know, they've dealt with these playoff losses. They dealt with getting swept in the conference final with Boston back in 2019. They dealt with the bubble. They dealt with not winning a game on the road at all last postseason. And I think that's one thing that has a leg up for them in this playoff, and especially in the series going against a very, as a whole, inexperienced Devils team, you know, when it comes to playoffs. And, you know, one thing that was mentioned on the radio broadcast real quick was in terms of the depth thing. They have two NHL defensemen sitting up in the press box, in Calvin DeHaan and Dylan Coughlin. We talked about those guys yesterday. And then you also have a guy like Maxwell Jarre waiting in the wings as well. So, and then, you know, all the other, like, Black Aces, you know, they have, like, you know, Ryan Suzuki and, you know, those guys. They all, you know, they got the depth there. And that's not a problem for them, even without Andrei Svechnikov, Max Patry, and Teuvo Teravainen. And we actually have an update on Teuvo Teravainen right now as well.
Yeah, this is from, let me pull it up again. This is from Luke DeCock, of the sports columnist for the News and Observer, who's one of the media traveling, who's been traveling with the team. Brendan Moore on Teravainen, who is practicing now. I think he's skated or practiced a few times now. He's getting better, but he's a long way away. Hopefully he'll get a little skate in today. He will not be playing this series, but that's for sure. And then this is still continued from Luke's tweet. Maybe a slight change in rhetoric, starting to open the door for a return a bit. So I think it's, you know, maybe looking at a possibility of, especially with him skating, with him out there. Now, obviously, the issue is his hand. So you can skate, with a broken hand, but you can't maybe hold a stick, pass a puck, shoot a puck, etc. But, you know, maybe it's more so, obviously he's not going to be back in this series, but if they were to make it, you know, deep into the conference final or even into the Stanley Cup final, that potentially you could see a Teuvo Teravainen return down the line, which would be huge when you look at everything that he can bring for this team and this forward group with what he does.
Yeah, and we will, you know, continue to talk about Teuvo Teravainen, what he can do in, you know, the Hurricanes playoff future, as well as just the Hurricanes playoff future as a whole with Game 5 coming up tomorrow. And we will dive into that right after this quick break, folks. Now, folks, buying tickets to your favorite events shouldn't be stressful. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater near you. With killer deals on last-minute tickets and their best price guarantee, you can stop stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you will have. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the day of the event. So if you're off work and you didn't know you were going to be off work, Game Time has you covered. So you can get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and so much more. The Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price if you find your tickets in the same section and row for less. Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Get images of your seat before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. You don't have to get surprised by like a pole in your way or anything like that. Buy tickets in a matter of seconds, two taps, and you're all set. Tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email, because that is never fun. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off your first purchase. Terms and apply. Again, create an account on Game Time and redeem code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off of your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Now, you know, you talk about, you know, Teuvo Teravainen potentially coming back, you know, sooner than we were initially expecting, but, you know, we do have to get to Game 5. And, you know, with Game 5, you know, I'm definitely thinking we're not seeing any lineup changes. Obviously, Teuvo's not going to be back for Game 5. We know that. But the way things, you know, were rolling for the Hurricanes in this game, at least, you know, as far as the forward lines, defensive pairings, and goaltending, I don't see any changes at all. What about you, Andrew? Do you think the Hurricanes could make any changes?
I would be surprised at this point. It's certainly not in Rod Brindamore's nature to make changes after a big win, and it seems like things are working well. Some people had talked, you know, early last night as they struggled again about maybe splitting up Shea and Pesce. Yeah. I don't think you're going to see that now that they settled in and were better. I think the forward group stays the same. I think, you know, you don't notice him a ton, but I think Mackenzie McEachern had some good shifts on the fourth line, yeah, especially early in that, you know, kind of second half of the first period as the Hurricanes were kind of settling in and building their game. And then I would go with Frederik Andersen again, just because he's at this point, he's been your guy in this series. He started all four games. He's won three out of four. He's been really good in three out of four again, especially last night. He didn't have much to do from the second period onward, but in that first 10 minutes of the game, if he doesn't make some of the saves he makes, the Devils might be up three or four to nothing again. And then the Hurricanes never have that chance to settle in and take control of the game. So especially with Antti Raanta still being out with illness last night, I don't think you want to throw him back in there for his first game back in a potential series clincher with everything that he would face in Game 5. If you did not go to Pyotr Kochetkov yesterday, I don't think you're going to go to him now. So for me, I think Frederik Andersen will be the guy again. That's kind of probably the biggest question slash potential change we could see, but I would stick with Frederik.
Yeah, I definitely stick with Freddie there as well. And that's not a knock on Raanta or Kochetkov, because we both know they can play. But like you said, Freddie has been the Hurricanes guy throughout this series. And, you know, if, you know, he had, you know, another repeat of Game 3, then yeah, I could potentially see a change. I could see, you know, Kochetkov getting the start. I could see Raanta, if he's healthy, getting the start there. but you're in a series clinching game. You know, he seems to have, you know, kind of settled in. And like you said, yeah, he made some really big saves early on in that game while the Hurricanes were still getting settled in. And had he not made those, you know, we could be talking about a series being tied right now, but that's not the case. The Hurricanes are on the brink of going back to the conference final, and they got a lot of momentum from that win, especially having a rough start again. And, you know, being able to carry that momentum from game five back home to Raleigh to close out this series, that's going to be big because they have momentum on their side. They kind of nixed all of the momentum the Devils were building. And do you think, you know, the Hurricanes can be carrying this momentum into game five tomorrow?
I think they can. You know, obviously the Devils didn't carry their game three momentum into game. Well, I guess they actually kind of did with the first 10 minutes or so, but I think they can. I think the Hurricanes have every reason to feel good about themselves and the way they're playing. And two, I think the biggest thing is going to be just being able to come out and ride and capitalize on that early wave of energy that you're going to get being back in your home building. Because, man, if I know one thing, PNC Arena is going to be raucous on Thursday night. But from the, I mean, before the drop of the puck, when you look at the ceremony, you know, all the pregame stuff, the siren, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of three, you know, we're going deeper into the playoffs. The siren sounders get bigger and bigger. It's going to be interesting to see who their three are for Thursday's game. But that place is going to be a madhouse. And I think the best way the Hurricanes can try to keep this momentum going is just to get out there early and ride that wave from the crowd.
Yeah, that's going to be big. Very much how they did in game two, or excuse me, game, was it game two? No, it was game one where they got out
scored
really
pretty early.
Really,
yeah.
Yeah. If they could do something like that again, or, you know, a big thing with that is going to be holding the Devils off, because a big thing with that game, even though they're going to be at home, they're going to be in front of the home crowd, they're going to be riding that momentum, the Devils' back is against the wall. It's win or go home for them at this point. So, you know, they're going to be playing desperate hockey, and they're going to be coming out, you know, trying to replicate game three of how they were able to get out super early. And that's going to be something the Hurricanes have to be prepared for. They have to match that desperation of the Devils not wanting to get eliminated. The Hurricanes need to match that of them wanting to eliminate the Devils. That's going to be really, really important.
Yeah, and I mean, you look back at the Islanders series, you know, they were not able to close that one out in game five at home. They ended up doing it in game six. I do not think you want to go back to a Prudential Center for a game six just because of, you know, the Devils can play really well there. Mm-hmm. And after tonight, potentially, and this is going to be a sentence that would have sounded just wild even like a week ago, who, you know, if you do win this series, if you take longer than Thursday, then you've got the prospect of a well-rested Florida Panthers team waiting for you in the Eastern Conference Final.
Yes, and that was something I was wanting to bring up as well, because say the Panthers complete the sweep of the Leafs, not only is that going to be good for the memes, but like you said, they're going to be well-rested. So you're going to want the Hurricanes, you know, to close it out tomorrow so they can be well-rested as well. But on the Aftermath show on the radio, they were talking about how, you know, this the conference final won't start until the West is ready, or at least almost ready. And yeah, the way both of those series are looking, looking like they're going 6-7 games.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would give the Hurricanes more time to rest up. You know, guys that have injuries that we don't necessarily know about right now. Because we all know how hockey players are in the playoffs. You know, they'll play through anything within reason.
Yeah.
But, yeah, yeah they maybe. Get – yeah, exactly. Yeah, remember Erik Karlsson years ago playing with the broken foot?
Yeah.
But, you know, giving these guys time for a little bit extra rest. We saw how that benefited them in games one and two. And then, you know, Teuvo Teravainen, giving him a little bit extra time, you know, before the next series starts, of maybe if he can slot in. But that's going to be really, really important, because, you know, Florida, they're hot right now. And it's kind of reminding me of, you know, back in 2019, you know, a team with the Hurricanes, a team, you know, that not a lot of people were expecting a whole heck of a lot from in the playoffs. And you know, they go out, win their first round series in seven games. They're looking to sweep their next series. And it's really reminding me a lot of that. And a team gets hot in the playoffs, it doesn't matter where they are seated. You're in the dance. You can win the dance.
Well, and the you know, you look at the Panthers too. That's a team that I think should have been better than an eight seed. A team that, you know, that you look at them, they won the President's Trophy last year. You look at the talent they have. They kind of underachieved last year. Reminds me a little bit of the 2012 Los Angeles Kings. Kind of struggled in the regular season, snuck into the playoffs as a number eight seed, but really were better than that, and they ended up winning it all. So that's certainly a very dangerous Florida team that's potentially going to be waiting for whoever wins this series.
Yes, it's very, very dangerous. And obviously, best of luck to Florida Panthers fans, the Florida Panthers themselves, and Armando Velez of Locked On Panthers. We want you guys to win. We want it because long live the Southeast Division. We want that Southeast Division Eastern Conference Final. We want it. Give it to us, NHL. Give it to us, Florida Panthers. Give it to us, Carolina Hurricanes. And we will talk all about Game 5. Previewing it tomorrow. Make sure you are following us on Twitter at @LO_Hurricanes, myself on Twitter at @JaredEllis_96. Andrew, where can the good folks find you over on the Bird app?
You can find me at @ASchnitt53. That's with two T's. You can see it right down there on the screen if you're watching this on YouTube. And yeah, you can find all my hot takes over there.
Yes, and Star Wars stuff, too. We talk about that a lot on Twitter. But we will talk to you guys tomorrow. And as always, folks, let's go, Canes, and enjoy this Game 5 win and Jordan Martinook playing his absolute butt off.